Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thank you for being here. I'm happy that you decided to join us. I really have a wonderful guest this evening, but before I get to my guest, I just want to encourage all of you to visit my website, visiblebynumbers.com, and sign up for the free newsletter because there's going to be some really terrific information in next month's newsletter. I'm happy to report that we are going to have John Holland as our guest on the show, and I know you all are going to be looking forward to that. And also the usual monthly forecast and a lot of really great information on numerology. So once again, that's visiblebynumbers.com. Just look for the subscribe box and sign up for the newsletter. So my guest this evening is Doreen Malloy. She's a psychic, a medium, a teacher, and an author. And I really encourage you to visit her website while you're listening to the show. And her website is www.doreenmalloy.com. And the last name is spelled Molloy.com. Doreen has worked as an intuitive for nearly 20 years. She's a lab-certified medium from the University of Arizona's Veritas Research Program. She is on the Medium Advisory Board as a research medium for the Winbridge Institute. She also sits on the Medium Advisory Board for the Forever Family Foundation as a certified medium. She's the author of the book Proof Positive, Metaphysical Wisdom. She also was a columnist for John Edwards' newsletter Evolve. She teaches workshops on how you yourself can develop your own psychic abilities, and she also works as a spiritual life coach. She comes extremely highly recommended. She's been on our show before. She just has a very delightful, very warm personality, and I'm just always happy to talk to Doreen, so let's bring her on. Hi, Doreen. How are you?
I'm great, Allison. How are you?
I am just lovely. A little bit chilly. Just a little bit chilly, but I'm good, and I'm just so happy that you're here. I know that all of our listeners enjoyed the last time that you visited us. So
I love being here. Anytime I'll be on the show. Love doing these shows.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Listen, there's so many things, you know, and I do recommend that our listeners do visit the Doreen's website, because there's just all kinds of information there, questions and answers. There's information about her book. But I'm really kind of interested, maybe if we can focus tonight on your psychic development classes. I really love the quote that was on your website. There's two kinds of people in the world, those who think they can and those who think they can't, and they're both right.
That's right.
Absolutely. And so many people, what I was telling you earlier is, I did a day of readings in Doylestown this past week, and so many people are telling me that they're having paranormal experiences, whether it's connecting to spirit, getting messages, seeing, hearing, feeling things. This is sort of activity is ramping up, especially, I think, in the times that we're in, and a lot of people are left wanting to perhaps investigate their abilities, and sometimes people are intimidated. So, you know, what do you say to people about that?
Well, first of all, I think a lot of people have, you know, different types of experiences that fall under that realm of psychic ability. And there's many different types. You know, sometimes it's just sensing things, you know, before they happen. Sometimes it's precognitive, when you know something before it actually, you know, occurs. People have different types of, there's so many different types of abilities that you could develop, and you're right about that. It is kind of accelerating in this time period. We're seeing a lot more, I think, interest generated, not as taboo, much more acceptable, a lot more information in general that people can, you know, get at the bookstores or see on the web or even see on television, documentaries. I mean, it's just all over the place, you know. And I really love teaching people. I love doing the development workshops because really they're designed for everyday average people who just have, you know, a few experiences here and there, and they just really want to understand better the terminology. They want to understand the distinctions. So they can really be fun. The workshops are a lot of fun to do.
Sure.
You know?
Right. Well, I think that we pretty much are waking up to the idea that we are a soul having a physical existence,
mm-hmm.
and that our ability to communicate with the divine, however you want to call that, or whoever you want to call that,
right.
that is as natural. I mean, God didn't leave us here clueless. He speaks to us. And in many different ways, we get signs, messages, whether it comes in dreams or feelings or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And I think that it's normal for your soul to communicate, or even for you to communicate with your soul,
mm-hmm.
because after all, you know, that's who you are. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's really exciting. I do feel that a lot of people are having paranormal psychic experiences. And I don't necessarily feel that is meant for them to get out their crystal ball and start doing readings, but I think that the reason why we have this ability is whatever we're doing in life, whether that's an architect, a mother, a teacher, or a dancer, that this getting this connection to your soul and the connection to your purpose in life and also getting guidance along the way, it's really important for it to give you direction in your life. And
Right.
then there are some people such as yourself, Doreen, that this is actually the work you're supposed to be doing. Now,
Right.
given that I just said that statement, how do you feel about what I just said?
I think you're 100% right on it. And I agree with what you said when you started out. I really believe also that the abilities that, you know, a lot of people are really beginning to tune into, it's part of our spiritual heritage. It's part of our birthright. And we come into physical life with a sense of knowing and a sense of higher being or higher self. And the interesting thing is when we're little, we're taught to suppress that. So in a way, what happens is, you know, we get to grow up to become functioning adults, and then we actually have to learn how to use those abilities all over again, kind of like walking all over again, you know.
Right.
But it's just, I agree with you 100% with that. Not everyone is cut out to hang out a shingle and call themselves a psychic or a psychic medium. Not everyone wants to work in the field. But
sure.
it is interesting. I mean, people really want to have a better understanding about,
sure.
you know,
and
their own experiences.
It.
Yeah, accept
yeah.
it. Have the answers right there instead of wondering all the time, you know.
Right.
So,
feel more comfortable with it because
yeah.
I think sometimes it some people find it alarming or they're afraid of it, and it's kind of like I use the analogy quite often, like when a baby first hears a car horn, they jump,
mm-hmm.
but then by year two they don't even flinch.
Right.
And so sometimes it's just gathering the knowledge that helps you to overcome the fear.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So
and there's a lot of good books out there too that will help that and help
sure.
provide people with the information they need too, you know.
Well, tell everybody about your exciting news about 2011 and your upcoming workshops where you're going to be doing them teleconference.
Yes, I'm so excited about this because I offer three different workshops. I do a psychic development workshop, a mediumship development workshop, and a tarot workshop. I do introduction to tarot for beginners. And, you know, up until now, I'm located in northern New Jersey. And so, of course, up until now, it was up to people to be able to get to me, you know, to do the workshops. And I have clients all over the world. I have clients on the West Coast. I have clients everywhere that are so interested in it and, you know, weren't able to get here. So this year, 2011, sometime in the summer months, we haven't selected the dates yet. Everything will be posted up on my website. But I will be able to offer teleconference workshops for all three of my workshops that I'm currently teaching. All you need is a computer and a phone, and we're good to go.
Are you going to be doing it on video or just telephone, just by phone?
Yeah, I'll probably be using a service like iLink or GoToMeeting or something like that where I'll be able to teach people. They will log in. They will sign up for the workshop. They'll log in on screen and on the phone. And
mm-hmm.
they will be able to follow everything that I'm showing them.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
All different things up on the computer. I'll actually be able to teach it using the computer in the same way that I can teach it, you know, in person. So it should be very cool. Yeah.
Well, that's really great because I also, you know, being a numerologist and, you know, numerology identifies, it can identify the actual ability itself, but also certain times in your life where maybe you're a little bit more wide open to receive things. And
mm-hmm.
and I can't tell you, I think almost every single person that I read for on Saturday was asking about a psychic development class. And who could I go to, Allison? And I'm sitting there going, So now I have got a reference point so that I can say to people, listen, go to Doreen's site and check out her teleconference classes. And I myself have taught numerology teleconference, and that really does give you an opportunity to reach people all across the United States and internationally even, and be able to share your knowledge with them. So I think it's a fabulous, fabulous idea. So congratulations.
Yeah, the other thing is, too, for people on the other side of the planet or people that would have difficulty logging in live, those workshops will be available as an archive as well.
Sure.
So,
well,
you know, they can listen to them at their leisure whenever it's convenient for them. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be bring a whole new dimension to, you know, to what I'm teaching, and people will really enjoy that. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be fun.
Oh, I think the Internet is an amazing thing because it enables you to be present and available for people in a way that never was possible before. So I think that's just fabulous. I want to talk to you about your books for a moment, and I know that you've written Proof Positive, Metaphysical Wisdom, but you've got another one in the works. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yeah, it's in the works. This is a little bit different than my first book that I published. This is a book where I've done enormous amounts of research into the origins of religion, Catholicism, and a lot of the discrepancies and a lot of the different things that have come to light, I would say, probably in the last maybe 15 to 20 years. There's really actually a lot of information out there if you research it. But it's a very fascinating subject to go back in time and see where a lot of this stuff originated and how it affects our lives today. And the reason I wanted to write the book was because it's going to be written in two parts, and part one of the book is kind of disclosure. It's kind of sharing all the information that I was able to find and come upon and just kind of put out there, and the readers can make up their mind how they feel about that, and it, you know, and there'll be lots of sources for them to check. But part two of the book is where do we go from here, and how do we really connect with our own spirituality without religion, and is that possible to do that, and how can we do that and feel really good about that? And so it's sort of an alternative to it, as opposed to just kind of giving you information that might say, well, gee, I don't know how I feel about my religion now or what was taught to me. I really want people to have a sense of themselves and their own personal power.
Sure.
You know, so that's kind of the gist of the book.
Right. That's really timely as well.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I always say to somebody, you know, I was born and raised and I went to parochial schools, and I can remember even being as a child, I guess, I used to sit in church and I used to hear what was being said, and I would sit there and I'd say, I'm a very logical kind of a person, and I'm like, it doesn't really make sense to me. And I was just a child, but it seemed like if God was a very loving God, that he wasn't really into punishing us all or making us all worship. And, you know, to me, it just didn't seem fair, a lot of it. So I was very happy to eventually come to, you know, my own understanding of God and something that really works for me. So I think it's really, I think sometimes when we're born and raised and we try so desperately to fit in to our families, to be loved, fit into our cultures, we do what we're told, we believe what we're told to believe, but I think it's a certain element of, I think, the times that you question what always seemed to be true to you, but all of a sudden it just doesn't make sense. And sometimes, and it doesn't mean just because somebody believes something else that you have to accept that, but you have to start listening to yourself and what resonates to your soul, and that's what questioning sometimes, even traditional religion, and what you've been taught and told all your life, and making decisions for yourself is so important. So I think this book is wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's a big undertaking. It requires enormous amounts of research. I've been working on it for several years. Probably going to take a couple more years, actually, before it's out. but it's interesting because so many of my own clients oftentimes will come to me, and some of the questions that they begin asking, especially when it's about spiritual matters or, you know, about guides or angels or the afterlife, mediumship, all that stuff, what I find usually is they're expressing that they no longer resonate with the conversation, the historical conversation that they were taught as young people, you know, and young children. And so, and this is very common for people in middle age, you know, to just kind of say, I don't think I get that anymore. I want to know more.
Sure.
Sure. You know, and so part of, I think, what drives me to do the research and, you know, to write a book like this, which obviously will be very controversial, you know, but I think the driving force behind that is because I see so many people, and myself included in that, that have asked many, many difficult questions, and they really can't find the answers, and they're searching, you know, right. they're seekers. So it'll be an interesting book when it comes out.
Well, good.
So yeah, we'll.
Well, when you get that book, you know, ready for publishing and stuff, you just gotta contact me and come back on the show, and I'd love to dedicate a whole show to talking about it. Okay, really quickly, what do you have any upcoming events other than the teleseminars that you want to talk about? Or
well, I have to update my page on my website, so I'll probably be doing that about over the next week or so, so people will be able to find information up there.
Find
There's some radio shows coming up. I have another big event coming up, but I don't have the details on it yet. I do work with the Forever Family Foundation, located in New York. It's an amazing foundation. They are an amazing organization with the work that they do in terms of helping those who are grieving, and there are so many people who are grieving. And part of the work is what they do through the use of mediums like myself. We donate our time to the foundation, and we do these, you know, great events, and there's scientists there, and there's spiritual people there. I mean, it's just so many people, and so well done and put together. We have another event coming up. It'll be in May 20th through the 22nd, so that's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I believe it's being held in Chester, Connecticut, and it's going to be a grief transformation weekend with Forever Family Foundation. So I'm going to be a big part of that. And just, you know, your listeners can check back on my website as it gets updated and as we get more information. So
Well, going back, well, I just want to take my listeners back to the introduction. And some people that were listening might not even know what Veritas Research Program is, what the Winbridge Institute is, or even the Forever Family Foundation. But I can tell you that there are mediums that are actually tested for their ability. So it's kind of like having the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval kind of stamped on you, that you've literally proven your abilities as a medium. And so, you know, usually this, you know, especially in these times when there's more activity and more people, you know, that are psychics and are out there doing the work, when you're approaching or coming to that place where you want to get a reading and you're trying to figure out, well, who should I get a reading from, if you see something like this, that someone has taken part in the Veritas Research Program or the Winbridge Institute or even Forever Family Foundation, that really means that these mediums have been tested and they have given evidence of their abilities. There's no question. And so in these times, you know, go to somebody that you know is good. And, of course, Doreen is excellent at what she does. And speaking of that, we're going to open up the phone lines. And so for our listeners, Doreen will be answering your questions. We'll be taking your calls. Now, maybe you've got a question about your own psychic abilities. Maybe you've had a paranormal experience and you want to run it by her. Or you might have a question on mediumship or anything in general. Doreen is very graciously will love to take your questions and answer your questions. And also, you know, if you would like her to do a reading for you, again, Doreen is available to do a reading. Just tell her, you know, basically what your needs are. So I'm going to give out the numbers here. You can call toll-free USA and Canada at 888-815-9756. You can call in at 530-327-7602, 530-776-5185, and 530-413-4522. And if you miss those numbers, if you just go to the front page of bbsradio.com and look for Station 1, those numbers are listed there, and we'll be taking your calls. And I'm, you know, to me, I think that one thing that I find that people get really confused upon is receiving their information and how they receive it and how do I develop my spiritualness and how do I develop this. If you were to give someone advice, like one pearl of wisdom of how to start this journey, what would that piece of advice be, Doreen?
The top of the list is to learn meditation. Top of the list. It's absolutely essential to any kind of spiritual work that you do. Because one of the things that I teach people, and I teach about this in my workshops, is that when we're doing spiritual work, or say mediumship, okay, we have to be able to feel the information. And so I like to refer to that as using the feeling mind, okay, as opposed to using your thinking mind, which is what we use, you know, all day long. We're using that. We're accessing our thinking mind. We have to kind of find a way to get out of our own way in order to perceive information that will be coming in from a different stream of consciousness. So that means it could be from people in the afterlife. It could be another stream of consciousness, could be from your own guides. Or maybe you want to tap into that energy that's angel energy for you. These are different streams of consciousness, and the only way that I know of, there's only two ways, actually, that I know of. One is through meditation, and the other is through dreams. But if you want to do this in the waking state, it really limits us to using a good meditation technique, and of course, you have to learn that first. I always refer to that as walking before you run. So you learn how to meditate, you find a good technique, and meditation is really nothing more than just a nice, deep, comfortable relaxation exercise. Mm-hmm. And once you learn how to do that, now you can use it as a tool to tap into something else.
Right. And the one thing that people also, you know, besides the fact of just trying to connect and maybe develop your own intuitive abilities, that meditation on every level is extremely healthy for your body. So many things that they've proven that through meditation you can heal yourself, you can lower your blood pressure, you can release serotonin into your system. So it's very positive practice to do just for physical health. And given the fact of the pharmaceuticals and all the medicines out there, you know, this in a way could be really nice medicine for you. It can be very helpful.
Absolutely. It can be very, very good for you in so many different ways. The other thing is, when you do spiritual work also, it can be very draining on our system for those of us who do it. And meditation is a nice way to bring things back into balance again. And we have to watch our immune system, you know, with that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I have one other question about meditation, but I did hear a beep, and when we hear a beep, it usually means that we have a caller on the line. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take our next caller, or take our caller and see who it is. So who's calling? Hello, caller?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Renata. How are you, Doreen and Allison? Can you hear
me? Hi, Renata.
Hello, beautiful Renata.
I was caught. Well, actually, I was just trying to tune into the show because I got to catch it. And I've enjoyed it, but I actually do have a question
for both
of you ladies. Which, when you're talking about psychic development or mediumship development, what about for those who have already tapped into their abilities? And Allison, this goes to both of you as well, with everything speeding up right now, Are either of you aware of those that are already intuitive going through a difficult time in trying to do their meditation, and as well as trying to hold on to something that is really tangible here?
as I laugh.
In other words, how do I keep myself from not being so scattered?
Right. Well, I'll first let Doreen address your question, and then I'll just chime in at the end.
Okay. Well, that's a good question, actually, and I've had that question before. I think really the top of the list for that is practice. I think you just have to keep doing it until it gets to the point where it's comfortable. And what's interesting is not being able to focus in meditation is usually the most popular thing. It's the most common reason that people say they have a hard time. They try to sit down and meditate, and then, you know, the phone rings or something takes their attention away, or even if it isn't external, internally, they start to have some thoughts and they're thinking about what's next or if there's a problem going on. The technique that I like to use is this. If you're in your meditation and you get something that interrupts it in your mind, just take a moment and say, okay, stop. I'm going to take that, I'm going to put that in my personal box. Make believe you've got an imaginary box right next to you. And that's your box. Everything that's in it, including your thoughts, you own that, okay? And just take it and put it in the box and then focus back on the meditation again. And the reason why it's a good visual tool to do that is because it's your box. It's going to be right there for you, waiting for you when your meditation is done. So you can just continue those thoughts when you're finished. But the way is to train yourself, really, to every time something comes in, I call it incoming, by the way, every time something comes in and actually interrupts you, just say, okay, stop. I'm going to take that. I'm going to put it in my box. I'm going to come back to it in a few minutes when my meditation is done. Now I can focus. And it's kind of like bringing your focus back to center stage, okay?
Okay.
You have to practice it. It's just a matter of practice. Obviously, if there's a million things going on around you, if there's many, many challenges, because we all have days like that, you know, and the dog's barking and the guys are outside drilling in the streets and there's noise everywhere, I would say probably put your meditation on hold and just wait for a calmer time, you know?
Okay.
But it's just, it's a matter of practicing that. You know,
right. I like that. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Absolutely. One thing that I would say, Renata, is that probably also what I'm kind of getting from what your question was is that there's an ungrounding effect that, you know, where it's harder and harder to get up every day. And you, there's a fine line between living your life and forcing yourself to live your life, because it feels as though you're unconnected to your life. It feels as though that you're connected to something bigger than yourself, and sometimes it's really hard to just function and do the normal things that we do in life. Is that kind of an interpretation from what you said?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And so it's like, right, it feels as though there's almost like an overpowering of this information that comes in from etheric planes, thoughts, feelings. You're connected almost, I feel sometimes that the more sensitive we are, that we're connected to the collective consciousness on this planet. And I feel that sometimes what we feel in a day is not necessarily our feelings, but it could be the fear, the depression, the anxiety, or it could just be the spiritual stuff that's coming and it ungrounds us. And so I think one of the really important things to do when you have a day like that where you feel like you're walking on air, you're not necessarily engaged in your life, you're more in the etheric realms than you are in the physical realm, is to do the grounding things, something as simple as going and cleaning your toilet, reminding yourself that you have to live your life and ground yourself in mundane tasks that really and consciously choose to live your life and be in the moment of your life. You know, oftentimes when people are talking to you, you're not even paying attention to them because your mind is in somewhere else, you know, and it's refocusing
right, it's like
your
my
attention.
Brain. It's like in Harry Potter movie where the mind just goes.
Right.
But it helps a lot because I haven't been able to do a lot of meditation in the last 3-4 days. Normally I can do my meditation. So I'm going to start visualizing my box of things, what I need to do, and I will, my bathrooms are very clean, by the way, because
good.
I do those types of things.
Yeah, that's what
I'll escape.
Sometimes, and go out to Mother Earth and just lay down on her and just say hi.
Now, I almost did that today, but it's 20 degrees, so
yeah, well,
I don't want to take up any more of your time, but
okay, thanks,
I appreciate
Renata.
It, ladies. Great show.
All right.
I'm going to continue to listen.
Okay. Blessings. Thanks, Renata. All
thanks,
right.
Renata.
One thing I wanted to say is a lot of people say is that, you know, I don't know how to meditate, and I find that makes me laugh because there's no right way or wrong way. There's simply your way.
Right. Right.
And Absolutely. So you have to find what's right for you. I think we got another caller though, Doreen. So what I'm going to do is going to hop on over to our caller. And who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Rosemary.
Hi, Rosemary. How are you? Where are you calling from?
California. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very well. Do you have a question for Doreen?
Actually, I would like to get a reading, and I don't know how specific I should be about the reading. Do I have to give all specific information?
No, actually, let me just go with what I'm getting, Rosemary, because when I hear your voice on the phone, that usually is enough of a link for me to get someone for you. First of all, I feel like you have about 3 energies on the other side that I'm aware of that are very closely connected to you. I do have an older female for you, kind of like a mom figure for you. I don't know if it would be your mom or a mother figure, someone connected to you in a different way. There's also another Mary or Marie or Maria name also that I'm aware of, so I don't know how that fits in with you. How do you understand a name like that?
I don't know, but I was told at one point I have guardian angels named that.
Okay, so that's your angel name. Okay, but I'm actually getting that there's a connection, and I think it's somebody actually living that has the name Mary or Maria or Maria, some Mary name, okay, here, that's connected to this older woman in spirit. Is there a mom figure for you in spirit? Do you have a mother or a mother-in-law or a stepmother or a godmother? There's a mom figure in spirit. Whenever I get mom energy, it means that she has children here. Usually she has children who are living, and that's one of the reasons why she comes through with the mom vibration for me. Do you understand the reference to that?
Yeah, but I don't have anybody with that name.
No, that's okay. That's okay if you don't understand the name. Is it your own mother that's on the other side?
No, she's a mom.
Okay, but it's a mom figure for you. All right. What's that?
I have a grandma very close.
Okay, the only way I would say a mom vibration could be a grandmother is if you spent a lot of time with her or if she helped to raise you, if you spent time with her as a young child. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they will come through like that, but I don't think that's it. I think this is really a mom vibration for someone here. And there's also a name like Sean or John. It sounds like it might be a Sean or a John, and I'm not sure which it is. I'm not hearing it very clearly. That's also connected to this lady. So think in terms of, again, a mother figure to somebody close to you. I think that this John or Sean name is a son for her or a grandson for her, okay, and that would be somebody who's living. You also have, there's also a young male on the other side that's connected to you, and I feel like he kind of puts himself to your side. I think this might be like a friend or a brother or a cousin or something like that, because I'm getting someone kind of in your generation, although he might be just a little bit, he might have been a little bit older than you when he passed. I'm also feeling a very, very fast passing with him. Do you understand that?
Yeah, my cousin.
Okay. It's your cousin. Okay. Very, very quick passing, and I feel like actually, okay, the symbolism actually they're showing me is that you've actually connected with him on some level, so I don't know if you had a reading with somebody else and maybe he came through, or if you're able to feel him on your own, or you got like a little sign or a little sensation or something, is making me feel like he's given you and other people in the family like a heads up that he's around. Okay? Now, is his passing in the last 5 years?
No, it was longer than that.
Longer than that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm feeling like he's not gone that long. He's not gone 20 years. I feel like it's fairly recent for him. And where's there a Michael for you? Mike, Michael? How is that connected to you?
I had an ex-boyfriend.
Okay. Did your cousin know him by any chance?
You know what? His father's name was Michael.
Okay. That's where I want to go. It's not the ex-boyfriend then. It's his dad he's acknowledging. He is okay there. He is okay. And you do have another older female on the other side as well. You came with three people onto the call, and I feel like that's the grandma energy for you, the grandmother energy for you. I don't know who the mom energy, the mom vibration is. It could be a mom for a friend of yours or perhaps for somebody else in the family or someone close to you or an in-law. But I know that she's got the strong mom vibration. Her passing was very fast, but she's also telling me she was very sick for a long time. She was not in good health.
It could be my friend. She was a mother, so it could be her.
Okay. And do you know if there's still two children here for her?
One child, yeah.
One child here. Do you know if she lost a child then? Because I'm feeling there's two children for her.
Not that I know. Only had
okay, you need to check that. I feel like there's two children she wants to acknowledge. One might be here living, and one might be on the other side. But I feel like there's two energies younger here, still here. I think it's still here. It's not even on the other side. I think there's two children here. If she has a child, maybe there's another one, like a stepchild or a niece or a nephew or something, but she wants to acknowledge those children that are here.
Okay.
And they really do kind of make me feel like you are very tuned in to the other side. You're very tuned in to to this type of ability, not to doubt yourself, because I also feel like you have a sense sometimes when they're around or you get certain sensations that kind of just pique your interest a little bit. Try to nurture that if you can. They're also showing me a big stack of books. Do you read about this stuff? Do you collect books about this, or you buy books about paranormal stuff or mediums? Or
Okay,
because they're showing me a big stack of books, and they put that to you. So you are now on that path or on that journey of learning and just kind of opening yourself a little bit to knowledge coming in that might be very different, you know, than what you knew before. But you do have, you actually have a lot of people, and I'm not going to be able to get to all of them, but you have a lot of people connected to you on the other side, and I call that your circle of energy. They're always, always, always going to have the connection to you, okay? That doesn't ever go away just because you're still here and they had to leave the physical earth. The connection is there always, okay? And I think the young man is your cousin, and the fact that he mentioned his dad is the Michael would be an acknowledgement for his father. And he also kind of gives me like a hand signal of some sort. So I don't know if he used to do that, like he used to do kind of a funny little hand signal of some sort, or like a little wave of some sort. I don't know what this is. Kind of a cute thing, okay? And he's just kind of showing me that. It would have been something that people would have recognized him if they had seen him across the street. They would know it was him, okay? And he says his passing was fast, and he crossed over very quickly. This was not traumatic for him. He tells me it's important for me to say that to you. And if you could tell the other people in the family that, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
I
Rosemary.
Hope this helped a little bit today.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was a wonderful reading, Doreen. It was nice to listen to as far as being able to listen
yeah.
to it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that we got another caller, but I do want to kind of bring in one thing here. And
mm-hmm.
and you were talking about that spirit, her cousin.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a traumatic passing. Something
right.
really kind of interesting happened at Christmas time from two people that I love very much, one being a dear friend and one being my husband.
Mm-hmm.
They both got in a car accident. Both are fine, okay, so we don't want to go
mm-hmm.
there. But,
okay.
but when my husband was getting ready, when he knew that he was going to hit the other car,
mm-hmm.
he knew he was going to crash, and he knew he was going to live.
Mm-hmm.
And he just was absolutely, he knew, this isn't going to be pretty, but I'm going to be okay. And, of course,
mm-hmm.
he was okay. Now,
right.
my friend Molly, when she hit black ice, and there were paramedics and emergency people already on the road because there had been a previous accident. They actually witnessed her accident. And she was slowing down for the accident and lost control of her truck, and it rolled four times before it hit a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, her experience was completely different from my husband. She said, I'm going to die. I am going to die. And she felt like she was taken out of her body. She
mm-hmm.
did not feel any of the turns of the truck. She didn't feel anything until after the truck had landed against the tree, and then, boom, she was back in her body.
Mm-hmm.
What are your feelings on the two very different experiences?
Well, I think sometimes when we get impressions like that, I think oftentimes they're fear-based. You know, it's our fears that are kicking in. Our adrenaline kicks in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is the out-of-body kind of feeling. And
yeah.
I've gotten this, I have to tell you, a lot of people that pass in very traumatic ways, vehicle accidents, airplane accidents, falls, you know, falling off a cliff or from a great height or something like this, and one of the things they talk about is not having that sense of trauma right in the moment, in that split second that it happens. Now, obviously, if you lose someone in a vehicle accident, that's very fast. It's very unexpected. It will leave the entire family in trauma, feeling trauma, and feeling immense grief because of the suddenness of it. But when they tell me that, it's from their perspective.
They didn't.
It's from their perspective. And they always want the family to know, not don't worry about that. I wasn't in pain, or I didn't feel it, or it was just so fast, it was just very quick, and I cross over to the other side. And also, like your friend reported, and she lived, it's this sense of moving out of the body very quickly and not actually feeling the sensations until much later.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
what causes that? That's up for speculation, but it has been reported, and it actually is very, very common.
Right, and it was just really interesting how one person knew they were going to be okay.
Yep.
The other person thought they were going to die. One person just felt every ounce of the accident, and the other person didn't feel any of it. And it was interesting how she went out of body during the time that. And I thought that was really interesting. So
it could be it could be a survival mechanism. It could be that her fear was so intense that was her spiritual, her soul's way of protecting her physical body. So, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different theories,
and,
I think, on that.
And what's really interesting is my husband, who actually went through the accident, he had far more trauma to his body in an accident that was less traumatic.
Right.
And when they ran up on her vehicle, they thought she was dead. They couldn't believe that she was alive. And she never even felt fine. Like she had been on, not even feeling like most people would have trauma or contusions or bumps or broken. She felt fine, had no pain, and other than being shaken up, she really did not have physical ailments. So I thought it was really interesting how two people, and so the stepping out of your body, you know, is an interesting thing. So anyhow, we'll move on because I know I heard that another caller, so I do want to take my next caller and try to get in as many callers as we can. So caller, I know that you're on the line. Who's calling, please, and where are you from?
Hi. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
This is Gail calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Gail from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, gals, tonight?
Good. You
We're
got a question
great.
For Doreen?
Yes. Our house has been for sale, and I was wondering if she could give me any insight as to when it would be sold, and we know which house we'd like to buy.
Okay.
She would know if we would get the house that we want also.
Okay. So you have now your house is on the market now, Gail?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm getting here is a really strong pull for the month of April, okay? I feel like that's going to be a month where a lot of activity bubbles up for you in this area of real estate, okay? Now, there might be a little bit of, like, a delay where there's, like, a month difference. I don't know if you're going to actually sell your house before you, you know, or get that all finalized before you close on your new house, or if it's vice versa, it might be the other way. I feel like there might be several weeks or maybe a month where, you know, it's different. I want you to really pay attention to this spring, though. You may also, I don't know if you've already dropped the price on your house. You may have to take a little bit less for it, or you may be negotiating that price one more time if you've already done it. So watch for that. But I do feel like you're going to have movement in the spring months. I really want you to pay attention to April, and probably May is also going to be very active for you. So hang in there. It's not going to take you too long, okay? Because this is a very real estate market.
Do you think we're going to get the house that we want?
Are you going to get the house you want? Yes. I think you are going to get the house you want. This is a very tough market, is what I just started saying. The real estate market is really going to take some time to recover. And so what's happening right now is, yes, properties are moving. Yes, you're going to be able to buy the house that you want, which, by the way, that house is going to need some work, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Do you know it already? Okay, because...
No, I didn't know that.
Okay, when you bring somebody in to do your inspection, there's going to be a couple of things that will need to be done. So I don't know, maybe that was what will cause a little bit of a delay in you being able to close on it or something like that. But you are going to have movement on this spring. And for everybody else that's listening in real estate, you've really got to be patient. If you can sit on your real estate for a while longer before you put it up for sale, it's going to take a couple more years, you know, maybe another at least 3 years before we start seeing the real estate market climb. But, Gail, you're going to be okay with this. So hang in there. It's not going to be much longer for you. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Thank you. All right, listeners, we're talking to Doreen Malloy this evening. She's a psychic, medium, teacher, and author. We're taking your calls. And maybe you've got a question, a psychic question, or maybe you've had an experience you'd like to discuss with her or would like a reading. And we will be taking your calls for the rest of the evening. So let me just really quick give out the numbers. You can call toll-free 888-815-9756, 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522. I also encourage you, while you're listening to the show, Doreen's website is DoreenMolloy.com, and DoreenMolloy.com. And on Doreen's website, you can find out all kinds of information about her, how to contact her, the various different kinds of readings that she does, and also the upcoming workshops, teleconference workshops, and the different things that she offers. You can also find her book on her website and anything you want to know about Doreen. So again, that's DoreenMolloy.com. I know that we have another caller, so I'm going to hop on over to my next caller. Who's calling, please, and where are you from?
I'm Jeanette from Connecticut.
Hi, Jeanette from Connecticut. Do you have a question for Doreen?
I just want to know about finances, and I have dreams sometimes.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about your finances in just a second. What's the dream that you wanted to ask about? Do you have dreams that...
I have a lot of dreams that, come true.
Come true. Okay. So those are what we call precognitive dreams, okay? That's the ability of precognition, where you know things before they happen. And what's interesting about that is some people have that when they're awake, by the way. Not everybody gets that in their dreams. So you can have it both in the waking state and the dream state. And oftentimes you're going to find that when you're dreaming about these things or you're getting these visions, it's things that are challenging. It's things that can sometimes, or oftentimes, actually, be negative. Do you find that experience with that?
That a what?
That it's like a negative experience, or it's like something that, you know, you don't want to happen, but it happens anyway, that sort of thing. I think when we have the ability to tap into that, it's kind of, I don't know if you will, the universe's way or God's way of letting us know and giving us a heads up ahead of time to kind of prepare us. Sometimes when things happen like that, that are not going to be so good, okay, or are going to cause us some kind of distress or some kind of grief. Now, I'm also being shown, and I think I'm being shown this by my guides, that you actually have other types of psychic ability as well, but that you've been suppressing it. So I think what happens is in the dream state, you let your guard down a little bit, and it kind of sneaks through, you know, when you're dreaming. But you also have the ability, I know you know that, but you have the ability when you're awake as well to kind of just have, you know, a sense of knowing about things. And you're also, by the way, a very, very good judge of character. You really can read people very well, and they're showing me that.
Yeah.
So don't hold that back. You could actually develop that a little bit more. Okay, and it'll help you. Now let's talk about your finances really quick. I feel like 2009 and 2010 have been pretty challenging for you, financially
speaking. Yeah, it was.
Right, okay. So now what's happening is we're into a new year, we're in the beginning of January, but you're still in the cycle that you were in, that you were dealing with in 2010. So I wish I could tell you something more positive, but I feel like you're not done with the cycle yet. You're going to be in this cycle for a little while longer. I want you to pay special attention, though, to August and September of this calendar year, because something will be shifting a little bit for you, and you're going to have a little bit less stress. So, you know, you could have conversations about financial management, maybe consolidating things or, you know, doing something that makes you have less stress on a monthly basis. I do see it easing up for you around the fall months, but not so much before that. So take the time now to maybe be a little bit creative and innovative and just kind of take a look at whatever possibilities of things that you might be able to do to just kind of ease financial stress. It is going to get better for you, by the way, next year. The end of this year, I feel like your financial situation gets a little bit better. 2012, much, much easier for you, okay? So you got to hang in there just a little bit more with that,
okay.
All right? And I hope that helps.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling into the show. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good night. All right. Well, that was great. We only have a few minutes left on the show, so if we do happen to get a caller, I'm just going to tell you in advance, Doreen, then we only got a couple of minutes on the show. So just to take a few minutes here, why not sum it up a little bit about, I'll tell you what, we got 2 minutes for this caller, okay?
So I'm going
to really quick get to the caller. Who's calling? Who's calling?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I am. Who are you?
Allison, this is Tamara from California.
Hi, Tamara. How are you? God bless
Hi,
you, sweetie.
Good.
Okay, so you only got a couple of minutes here, honey, so talk fast to Doreen.
I want to know about my finances this year.
Okay, and say your name for me again.
Tamara.
Tamara, okay.
Uh-huh,
and you're looking at finances. Okay. Finances for you actually are not going to be too bad. Now, I feel like you've got some kind of decision coming up around finances. And it's coming up this spring. It's only a couple months away, okay? So you might want to get a couple other people involved, maybe somebody who can give you some advice. If you know anybody that's good with numbers, good with accounting, things like that, because I feel like you've got a pretty big decision coming up this spring. But I have to tell you, this summer, finances for you are going to get a lot better, and you've got opportunity all over you, all around you this summer, okay? So pay attention to that when it comes in. You're not going to be in financial stress for too much longer. I feel like with the decisions that are coming, probably right around March or so, it might be like March and April, that's going to put you in a much better place. The second half of this year, you're going to have your financial status will be very, very different, and you'll see that you're not struggling anymore. There is another big change coming for you, though, in February of 2012. So I don't know if that means it's a job change or something that will, again, shift finances for you again. It's a little bit of a roller coaster ride for you, okay? So watch for that. But here's the thing. I feel like you're learning from the experiences you're going through, and you'll grow from that. And sometimes when we know how to get along without money and we know how to get along with money, it makes those transition periods, because we all go through them, makes the transitions a little bit easier, okay?
Okay,
go ahead.
Well, time out. Okay, wish I could let it go on forever, but I absolutely can't. We've run out of time. So, Tamara, I love you, darling, and I think that was good news for you. So thanks for calling into the show, okay?
My blessings to your husband.
Okay, thanks, sweetie. All right. All right, Doreen and everyone that's listening, I'm sorry, honey, but we ran out of time. So
I know.
Again, DoreenMalloy.com, beautiful website, all your questions answered, how to get in touch with Doreen for a reading or her classes or to get her books. I just encourage everyone to go there. Doreen, thank you so much for joining me this evening. I can't believe how quickly time flies.
I know. It really went very fast. It was my pleasure to be here. Loved it. Loved it.
Okay. All right. Well, you take care, sweetie, and I'll be in touch. And
okay.
For all our listeners, we have Joseph Tittle on next week, and so we're going to be listening to his predictions for 2011. It should be a really good show. And I hope you all have a fabulous week, and I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.